Julian paused as they passed by a strip club. To his credit, he didn't gape at the scantily clad women in the window, but Grace sensed his shock plainly enough. Staring at Julian as if she'd like to devour him, the exotic dancer bit her full bottom lip, then ran her tongue around her lips suggestively as she groped at her breasts. She crooked her finger for him. Julian turned away. "Never seen anything like it, have you?" Grace asked, trying to mask her discomfort at the woman's actions and relief at Julian's reaction. "Rome," he said plainly. She laughed. "They weren't that decadent, were they?"
"You'd be amazed. At least no one's having an orgy on the—"
He broke off as he walked past a couple making out on the corner.
"Never mind."
Grace laughed. "Oh, baby," a prostitute called to Julian as they passed another club. "Come inside and I'll do you for free." He shook his head without breaking his stride. Grace grabbed his hand and pulled him to a stop. "Were women like this before the curse?" He nodded.
"It's the reason Kyrian was my only friend. The men around me couldn't stand the attention I received, and women followed me everywhere I went, trying to shove their hands under my armor."
She thought about that for a minute. "And you're sure none of these women loved you?" He looked at her drolly.
"Love and lust are not the same thing. How can you love someone you don't know?"
"I guess you're right." They headed down the street. "So, tell me about this friend of yours. Why didn't he mind the way women gawked at you?"
Julian flashed his dimples. "Kyrian was deeply in love with his wife and couldn't have cared less about any other woman. He never saw me as competition."
"Did you ever meet his wife?"
He shook his head. "Even though we never discussed it, I think we both knew it would be a very bad idea."
Grace watched him as his face changed. He was remembering Kyrian, she was sure of it. "You're blaming yourself for what happened to him, aren't you?" Julian clenched his teeth as he thought about what Kyrian must have felt when the Romans captured him. Considering how badly the Romans had wanted the two of them, there was no telling what else they'd done to Kyrian before they took his life.
"Yes,"
he said quietly.
"I know it's my fault. Had I not angered Priapus, I would have been there to help Kyrian fight them."
And there was little doubt in his mind that half of Kyrian's fate had come from the fact that Kyrian had been foolish enough to befriend him. Julian sighed.
"What a waste of a brilliant life. Had he ever learned to master his recklessness, I know Kyrian would have made a fine ruler one day."
He took her hand in his and gave a light squeeze. They walked in silence while Grace tried to think of some way to cheer him. As they passed Marie Laveau's house of voodoo, Grace stopped, then dragged him inside. She explained the origins of voodoo to him as they toured the miniature museum. "Ooh," she said, picking up a male voodoo doll from a display. "Want to dress him up like Priapus and stick little pins in him?" Julian laughed.
"Want to pretend it's Rodney Carmichael?"
Grace suppressed a smile. "Now that would be unprofessional of me, wouldn't it? But it is tempting." Grace set the doll down as her gaze fell to the glass display case that held assorted amulets and jewelry. In the middle of the case was a necklace of black, blue, and hunter green braided so intricately that it looked like a thin black wire.